Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Darren Farrell, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin. We had lots of thrills and spills in the world of sport yesterday, and we're going to delve into some of them right now. We'll start with what I think is one of the great comebacks in sport, and it happened here in Irish soil. Samia Sunabu, she won the KPMG Women's Irish Open. She did it in some style as well. She came from 9 shots behind on the final day at Dromoland Castle to win it after a playoff. So she went around in a 62 on the final day, and then beat Lisa Peterson and Anna Van Damme in a 3-way playoff. In that playoff, we had even more drama. Van Damme broke her driver on the way to the playoff hole. She was in a buggy with an official, and as they passed under a rope, it snagged on the clubs, pulled them off the cart. Desperate and lucky, snapped the head off the driver. But to be honest, leaving that aside, and that was really unfortunate, there was no denying the winner. She hit the 3 best shots of her life to win it on that playoff hole. And she spoke to Greg Allen after.
Shmila Sunabu, you're the Irish Women's Open champion. Can you believe that the way that you won it, and that you've won it with 11 birdies and an eagle on the final day?
No, I can't quite believe that, actually. If you had told me I would do that in the final round when I started today, I would have laughed a bit, I think. It's quite amazing.
9 shots off the lead going into the final round. Did you think that this was even possible, that you could go low, so low today?
I mean, I believed I could climb up the leaderboard a bit. My mom was like, just go out there and go low. You can do it. I believe in you. And, I maybe had, 6 under, 7 under, a low round, but I didn't expect 10 under.
You also hit probably the iron shot of your life, maybe the drive of your life, to make the eagle and then the putt of your life, about 11 feet, 3 metres. It was quite an extraordinary finish.
It's the 3 best shots of my life, in each area. So I'll take those.
Just one thing, it was an extraordinary playoff for other reasons. Yeah. On the 18th tee, Anne Van Damme is a broken driver. It was not broken before she made the buggy journey down there. Were you aware of it? Because it broke in bizarre circumstances, catching in gallery ropes as the buggy went under it. Were you aware of it?
Yeah, so we drove next to her, and we saw that her bag fell off, and then her driver was snapped, and it was terrible. I didn't know how to react. I didn't know what to say. And it was, super unlucky situation for Anne. Yeah.
And she played brilliantly because she left it to about...
eagle putt anyways,
She had an eagle putt inside your...
Yeah, but then it's Anne Van Damme, she can do that. Yeah.
For this moment, can you summarize the elation you feel?
It's a dream come true. It's just a dream come true. Yeah.
Well done to her, and well done in Dromoland Castle as well. Fantastic event there over the past few days in County Clare, and moves to Carton House next year. More on that later in the programme. Leona Maguire, incidentally, she finished in a tie for 14. Just faded away her challenge on that final day. Ludvig Åberg won the European Masters on 19 under par. 65 finish there, ended the event on 12 under, ended on 19 under. Padraig Harrington had a brilliant finish at 65, finished the event on 12 under par, top 20 there for him. Tom McKibben did even better in his final round, 62, left him on 10 under for the event. The Great Britain and Ireland team lost to America in the Walker Cup. Now, the Republic of Ireland men's squad gathered in their base in Dublin ahead of the European qualifiers against France and Netherlands last night. Ireland play France away on Thursday, then it's a home game against the Dutch on Sunday. And in squad news, Andrew Omabamadeli, he's been called into the group following his move to Nottingham Forest from Norwich. John Egan has picked up a suspected injury, not confirmed yet, but maybe looking like a doubt. Injured himself playing for Sheffield United against Everton over the weekend. But Evan Ferguson is grabbing all the headlines over the weekend with his hat-trick against Newcastle for Brighton on Saturday night. Now, his manager Roberto De Zerbi compared him to the great Italian striker Christian Vieri, and he's predicting big things for this Irish 18-year-old.
About Evan Ferguson, I'm really delighted, but not for the goals. Okay, the goals. His goals, we can be happy now because we won the game. But I'm really pleased for the performance. In the first half, he played very well. He found the right position between the lines sometimes, and he understood very well that position, Ferguson, and his improvement is important for him. He's working to complete his qualities, no? Not only score, because only score, he can become big, big, big. Big one, the best top scorer in Europe.
Very high praise indeed. In the other bit of drama, big.
Please, let's hope so.
Yeah, the other bit of drama, Arsenal came from behind to beat Manchester United 3-1. Liverpool 3-0 winners against Villa, and Crystal Palace beating Wolves 3-2. Celtic beat Rangers 1-0. And Paul O'Donovan and Fintan McCarthy among the great performances so far at the World Rowing Championships. Both have qualified for the lightweight men's double sculls quarterfinals.